real outside agitators. As the days and nights of angry resistance rage on in Ferguson, Missouri, the corporate media embarks on its newest campaign, the proposed banning of outside agitators. It is ironic in the extreme to hear black reporters and black cops, and indeed black activists, launch a verbal attack against outside agitators when, were it not for such protesters during the hottest days and nights of the civil rights movement, they would not exist. For the phrase outside agitators was born in the minds and mouths of white southern segregationists who decried the arrival of white and black students from the north who worked to register voters, found freedom schools, and joined the freedom riders on buses to break state segregation laws. Remember the Southern Christian Leadership Conference? That's Martin King's organization. When SCLC staged marches in Alabama, that state's governor, George Wallace, called SCLC, quote, professional agitators with pro-communist affiliations, unquote. Sound familiar? How close to outside agitators? The phrase begs the question, outside of what? The state? America? This country is called the United States of America, founded upon a constitution. Do all people have the right to protest, or just certain residents? Is what happened to Mike Brown a local matter? Or is this really a national issue? It's not the job of media to police protests, pitting good demonstrators against bad ones. Their job is to report, period. Were it not for these protests, let us be frank, the media would have ignored this story. If the media was doing its job, reporting on the vicious state violence launched against young blacks the nation over, perhaps Mike Brown would be alive today. Let us look at the cops, almost 98% of whom are outside and outsiders to Ferguson. They work there, they kill there, but they don't live there. They dwell in neighboring whiter counties and towns. Who are the real outside agitators from imprisoned nation? This is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.